Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, organising a wedding can be extremely fraught, not just the physical arrangements, but the delicate diplomacy of outfits. Who gets to choose their clothes first? What colours are forbidden? And of course, the utter no-no of upstaging the bride. But does that actually ever happen? Orla Dempsey is a fashion stylist. Good afternoon, Orla.
Hi, how are you?
Does it ever happen?
To be honest, all the weddings that I've been at, I've never noticed somebody doing it. The whole wearing white to somebody else's wedding, I've never come across it, only online. So these are a lot of things where I've seen people posting their outfits saying, I wore this to a wedding. Is this okay to wear to a wedding? And all the comments, everyone's just in an uproar about it, saying, yeah. Oh, the flashback on that might make that pale blue dress look white. Or that has a tiny hint of white in the pattern, or that's just way too dressy to wear to somebody else's wedding. So I don't know, it seems it's more of an online thing than a real life thing.
Right, okay. So, I mean, you know, a hint of white. Who's going to get upset about that?
Exactly. That's the thing. I don't think the bride is even really looking around herself on the day anyway to notice what people are doing. If you show up looking respectful, looking well, I don't think it's an issue.
Yeah, okay. But I mean, if you turned up in an actual wedding dress, that probably would be a no-no.
I think that could be an issue, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit like Pippa when she went to Kate Middleton's wedding. I know there was a bit of an uproar about that because obviously she wore white, but in reality, Kate probably chose that dress for her. I really doubt she showed up in white with no reason to do so.
As far as I recall, it wasn't the colour of her dress that kind of exercised a lot of the tabloid press. Anyway.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was more bum action.
Exactly.
Really, I'm sure that's probably not her her fault either.
Yeah.
When they say there's a dress code at a wedding, because it's an odd thing, like you can have a wedding that's black tie.
Yeah.
But that refers to what the men are wearing. What does that mean for what the women are wearing, or does it make any difference at all?
For women, realistically, it just means that you need to wear a floor-length gown. Now, people have made up rules on top of that where they go, that's not dressy enough for a black tie wedding, but a black tie wedding, it really just means wearing a long dress, wearing something a bit fancier. It wouldn't be a daytime, it would be a nighttime event.
Yeah.
So colour-wise, you can kind of do whatever you want. Once again, obviously no white. People also say you shouldn't wear black to weddings, but I think that's more so an old rule. I really don't think anyone actually cares about that anymore.
Yeah. Okay. So if it's not black tie, does that mean if you're a woman, you can't wear a floor length gown?
If it's not black tie, I would say it depends what the bride tells you. Some of them will be like, please dress for cocktail. In that case, you wear a shorter gown, kind of more of a party one. It's a bit more fun. And also some brides as well, they'll tell you, I want a pastel colour palette. I want all neutrals. Luckily, I haven't encountered that myself because I think it would be a little bit of a pain to be that restricted for a wedding.
Okay.
But in general, I think you can have a bit more fun with it. And also, I don't think the bride is going to notice. She has enough things to be worrying about.
Yeah. And also, the bride and the bridesmaids and all that kind of retinue, it was normally the case there's some sort of colour scheme they'll all follow. Would that be the case?
Exactly. So I know for Irish weddings, the bride is usually in charge of finding and purchasing the bridesmaids' dresses. In America, that seems to be not the case. So they're kind of given a budget of saying, I want you to spend maybe €100 plus on your bridesmaid's dress. And then they go off, they try and find things, come back to the bride, say, is this okay? Is this okay? And in that case, I'm like, the bride shouldn't really have as much control if she's not purchasing it for them. Mm. Personally, I think anyway.
Yeah.
But I think if you're a bridesmaid, you do have to put the effort in to make sure the bride is happy on the day.
Yeah. Now, but if all the bridesmaids are wearing, I don't know, pink or something, does that mean you can't turn up wearing pink? Are you upstaging the bridesmaids then?
I think unless it's specified, you shouldn't have to. I know now myself, I won't give away my sister's wedding colour, but for her wedding colour, it's my mom's favourite. So my mom is kind of being like, okay, well, I can't show up in that colour because if I'm near the altar, it will just look a bit silly and look like I'm trying to be a bridesmaid. But I think if you're a general guest, no one's going to notice.
Is there a protocol again about mams, about the mother of the bride and the mother of the groom? Which one? Is it a no-no if they turn up wearing the same colour?
In general, I don't think so. But there is a funny thing going around where a lot of mother of the brides do tend to wear white. I've noticed this in America and a lot of actually stepmothers coming in and wearing white to weddings. And I don't know if that's a bit kind of marking territory, being like, well, I was here first. But yeah, it's a strange one.
Yeah. Okay. But in Ireland, is there a protocol? Can it be...
Not really, to be honest. I think a lot of people expect Mother of the Bride to show up in fascinators and that kind of classic Mother of the Bride look.
Yeah.
But apart from that, there's really no protocol. And even at that stage, I really don't think mothers should be expected to wear fascinators or look a certain way or dress differently than the bridesmaids.
Can you upstage the groom?
I feel like that's so hard to do, especially like if you're in a tux, you look clean, you look smart on the day. I suppose like it's easy to show up in a very similar colour to the groom, but I just don't think men care that much about it. I think if your mate shows, like, honestly, I think that's more of a bridal thing.
Are they allowed to care about it?
Definitely, I would say so. But I think you have to set the expectation beforehand. If you want to wear, I don't know, an all black suit or an all white suit, say before to your mates, do not show up in the same colour as me, wear navy, wear whatever, or say, I don't want you in three pieces. I want to be the only one in a three piece. But maybe men would find it hard to have that conversation with their friends.
Is it ever the case that a woman gets married and isn't wearing white?
Oh, of course. I think that's become a lot more popular lately. I mean, I say lately, I know my nanny, she actually wore lilac to her wedding. So it's a fairly like new thing in the last few decades where people want to wear white to weddings, you know?
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Like, I think, was it Queen Elizabeth? I believe she wore white, and that's where it kind of kicked off the whole trend.
Okay.
But before that, it wouldn't have been a regular.
Okay. But then if someone's getting married and they're going to wear blue or black or whatever, do they have to inform everybody else then, I'm wearing this colour, and then you're giving the game away?
To be honest, I would say you have to, because it's a bit of a setup if, say, I wear pink to my wedding and then I get annoyed at every single person wearing pink, because world are they meant to know that?
Yeah.
Like, it really is your responsibility, I think, to inform your guests. And also, it's not really fair to have your guests show up and make them feel uncomfortable about what they're wearing when they had no malintention, you know?
Yeah. Okay. A lot of this kind of judgment and getting anxious about people upstaging the bride, that's really the people who are going to the wedding. As you said, the bride probably won't notice anyway.
Exactly.
But people, is that why people go to weddings? Just so they can bitch about, ooh, she didn't like that.
I would think so. I think particularly Irish people as well, we love to moan. I think that's almost our favourite part of the wedding, where we get to go, oh, she wore that or she served that at her wedding. And especially if there's a little side drama with the guests, it's kind of exciting. Like, I know the Kardashians, who are constantly in controversy. We had Kendall and Kim in hot water because they wore kind of scandalous dresses, basically. Very revealing. But Kendall basically said, I sent the photo of my dress to the bride beforehand and I got it approved. So it was completely fine, realistically. Mm. But I think people just like to stir things up and go, I would never do that. That's so disrespectful, yada, yada.
One texter says Queen Elizabeth II wore white to Charles and Camilla's wedding.
Ooh, I missed that now. That is a bit scandalous.
That's a bit of a diss. Somebody else says she's right, men don't care.
Yeah.
Though another texter says the bride and all the other women notice everything.
I think it's a bit fun to notice things sometimes. You're like, oh, she did that.
Andy Murray's mother wore white to his wedding.
Oh, that's a thing. I do think it's a bit of a territorial thing with some mothers.
Yeah.
Where they're like, oh, you're marrying my son. Are you really good enough? I'm going to be wearing white and maybe I'm going to look better than you do.
I know, but what that implies, though, that's kind of slightly weird and icky.
Bit Freudian for sure.
Yeah. As a man, if you turn up at a wedding wearing a three-piece magenta tuxedo, you would probably upstage the groom. Yes, that's true. That is true. We all look forward to seeing you in that. Thanks a million for coming in to us, Orla.
Thanks so much.
That was very informative. That was Orla Dempsey there, a fashion stylist.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.